Thank you for tuning in to Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, hosted by Tickles and Tots, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and relationships. It has been quite a while since we have been before you, but we want to thank you for joining in with us and listening to our podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, if you are on the Anchor app, leave us a DM or a message. If you want to talk about any other topics or content, please feel free to leave us a message at podcast@ticklesandtots.com. So today, I just wanted to do a brief topic synopsis update as far as what's been really going on. I know everyone has been really trying to just basically survive and thrive during the last 6 months that have been going on here. It has been a tumultuous time. There have been a myriad of emotions that people have been experiencing. We've all tried to just basically survive and make it. And, you know, it's been, you know, a crazy time in our world, a crazy time in our environment. And, you know, I was reminded of something. So what our topic is for today is 2020 is a wake-up call, a call to action. And if you've been around any length of time, you would know how we started off the year, how, you know, then the COVID season hit, then there was quarantine and social distancing, and we're still experiencing a lot of those things currently. And now we have, you know, if you live on the West Coast, there's all these fires going on in the middle, the central part of the United States, and the eastern coast, there's like storms and rain and snow and tornadoes and hurricanes and all kind of stuff going on. And it's just, you know, been a crazy time. We've been dealing with fire and smoke here in on the West Coast, and so many people have just said it looks like the apocalypse or the end of days or I don't know, like the end of the world or whatever, because it's been so the way that the skies look, it, you know, there's orange skies, like the sky has never looked like that as long as I've been living. I've never seen it anything like this, so much so that there's so much smoke and ash everywhere that the skies are orange. And we just, you know, want to send a special, you know, thoughts and prayers out to all those families who are experiencing tremendous loss, whether they've lost a loved one or their home or their things. We're just, you know, praying for each and every one of those families that, you know, they'll have restoration and that they'll have some type of shelter and strength and comfort, you know, during this difficult season. And for the rest of us who are trying to basically cope with every day, and we're finding ourselves, you know, struggling with the nuances of just everyday life. There's distance learning, there's virtual learning, which is presenting lots of challenges for parents. And parents, I want to say, hang in there. You're doing a wonderful job. Maybe some of you are, you know, stepping up and accepting the challenge. And I know there's like been difficulties. Sometimes the school's Wi-Fi doesn't work. Sometimes the home Wi-Fi doesn't work. Some people don't have Wi-Fi access at all. And so it presents a challenge, especially if you're a parent, and because of the COVID crisis, you have to work from home, and then your kids are at home, and then you have to school them or help them with their learning or schoolwork with distance learning, and then you have to do your own work for your job. And so it's just, and everyone's all under the same roof at the same time with no outlets or no breaks, and then you can't go outside. Well, if you live on the West Coast, you can't go outside because it's full of ash and smoke, and the air quality is bad. You can't open your windows. Then there's rolling power outages. I mean, there's just so many things that are going on right now, and some of it will cause you to, you know, just like, oh my gosh, is this going to end, you know, to lose your hope and faith. But I'm telling you today, don't lose your hope and faith. Continue to stay encouraged, continue to support one another, continue to encourage one another, and you know, try to, as much as you can, make the best of the situation. Love on the people that are around you. Continue to pour into them. You need each other at this time. Practice kindness to other people. There's a lot going on right now, and so many people are struggling and they're having problems. So if you are in a better place and in a better position, use your time, your strength, your energy to be a source of light and encouragement to other people that are around you. And so today, when I touched on the topic of 2020 is a wake-up call, I was, you know, the other day when, I believe it was yesterday when we woke up and it was completely like pitch black outside with the red glow. And I'm like, oh my Lord, are you coming back today? You know, for those who are, you know, believers, you know what I'm talking about, you know, the rapture and all. And, you know, other people are talking about, oh, it's the apocalypse, it's the end of days. And it was just really a dark time. And it looked like, you know, it was fire again. Thankfully, in, you know, this particular area that it wasn't. But it had the appearance of one. And there wasn't really any light anywhere. And it was like really, really eerie. And everyone was... you know, saying how much they were, you know, afraid or feeling some type of anxiety. And they were saying, wow, you know, this is it. This is the end. And, you know, I mean, that they were even giving references to, you know, the, you know, in the movie, The Book of Eli, where, you know, Denzel was walking and, you know, there was an apocalyptic event where it was, you know, it looked like everything had just, you know, I don't know, everybody was gone. People were, you know, struggling and scraping by trying to find gas and food and water. And, you know, everything was like destroyed. And it kind of looked like that yesterday. And my point was, is that this has been just a year of, I don't know. I mean, it's not over yet. Things could definitely turn around. There's been so many come to Jesus moments this year with all that's been occurring. It seems like we're living in perilous times. And so for those who do have enough strength and, how can I say this? If you are in a good place in your life and you are able to pass on something to somebody else, now is the time for you to shine your light in this dark world. So because of all of the air quality and how things were looking and how bad everything was, when I looked outside, I'm looking at, you know, I can see, you know, from my window, I can see outside, or I can see like the yard in the distance of our neighbor's house. And, you know, they have like these little solar lights in their backyard. So usually I see, you know, the light shining. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, their lights are not on, because they automatically come on because it's, you know, solar light. So I'm like, why are their lights not on tonight? You know, because they're like shining bright like every night, you know, from my bedroom window, I can see. And then as I looked out and I was like, wait a minute, it's dark outside. Like, why isn't it, you know, shining bright? And I'm like, okay, we live in California. The sky has been darkened by smoke and haze and ash. So I was reminded that it wasn't enough sun or light to like recharge the solar lights, because the sun was shielded behind all the smoke, haze and ash. So if the neighbor's yard is dark, there wasn't any light to see. And then there was no light, you know, the sun was completely blocked. And it wasn't even like enough light during the daytime because it looked dark during the day. So there wasn't enough light to shine. And so if there isn't enough light to shine, you know, he couldn't, the lights don't recharge. And it's the same thing as an example or an analogy or an object lesson The same thing goes for those that are around us, our friends, our family members, our neighbors, our acquaintances, our associates, our coworkers, and so on. So the point is that if we don't let our light shine boldly and brightly, then the other people that are around us can't see their way. They are feeling hopeless. They're feeling like they don't have any options. They feel like they don't have anywhere to turn to, or like, wow, this is like, you know, a lot of people are really stressed right now because of, you know, finances. People are losing their homes. People are, you know, companies are closing down. Businesses are having to shut down because of the pandemic, and because there is no, you know, you can't open up to the public because of, you know, viruses. People are really scared and having a lot of anxiety right now. There's stress, there's a lot of depression, there's a lot of mental health issues that have, you know, come back up because people aren't getting the help and the resources that they need. So I'm saying to all of you, if you are in a good place, let your light shine boldly and brightly so that others around you can see their way, they can see hope, they can find strength and get encouragement from you. I know this is like a difficult time. I know we can't hug on people or we can't love on people like we, you know, used to. I miss my church family. I miss, you know, being able to, you know, give somebody, embrace someone and give them a hug, or just say, you know, I miss you, or, you know, I'm rooting for you. It's going to be okay. You know, hang in there. Don't lose faith. Don't lose your hope. It's rough, y'all. It's really rough. So I'm going to end with this. I hope that you got something out of it. I hope that you are in a good place right now. You can always, you know, leave us a message. You can drop us a note. If you are needing some prayer or encouragement, please feel free to send us a message, podcast@ticklesandtots.com. And just say, hey, you know, I heard your podcast, you know, I need some, you know, some encouragement or some prayer or something. And, you know, we'll try to help you out with that. And get it to a team of some prayer warriors who can, you know, pray and, you know, have some encouragement for you. But I want to leave you with this verse from Matthew 5:16. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So I'm saying to all of you, keep shining, keep being a bold witness, keep providing strength, be that source of strength and encouragement to those who may be struggling right now, who those who may have be experiencing a time of weakness or stress. Is be there as a support system, somebody that you can help out. Maybe if you can help them out financially or mentally or spiritually, emotionally, whichever way you can, just be that source of inspiration for the people that are around you. And hopefully this will all turn around sooner than later, before we know.